Episode 1988 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the host of this show, as I have been for almost 2,000 episodes and 10 years now. Welcome. Now, today's show is one where I talk with you about becoming what I call a magnetic job hunter, having opportunities come to you instead of you always having to chase them. This is geared toward a more senior person. A less experienced person can do it as well, but it's harder until you have more experience to do the things that I point out here. Hope you find this helpful and give it a great review wherever you listen to the show. Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever it is, give it a great review, please. And with that, we'll be back in just one moment. I thought I would do an article, a video, I should say, geared toward more senior professionals. It can work for more juniors, but you'll understand why I say more senior professionals. This is definitely a strategy. And I started working on this many years ago when I had a friend who was at an AVP level at a bank, and we were trying to get him noticed by executive search firms. And I suggested to him he become a speaker, that he develop a speech that he could work with at conferences. They could modify, but the idea was to become to go on the speaking tour because the search firms would notice him as being an expert. That is one of the strategies for you, and that is to be seen as the expert at what you do. Being seen as the expert draws organizations, it draws search firms, it puts you in the position of being seen on the stage, at a podium or lectern, and presenting where clearly you have a mastery. That mastery is what suggests to them your expertise. Obviously, you have to know the subject matter because you're not going to speak about something that you don't know about, right? So, clearly, situations where you're seen as the master, the expert, really work very well. So being a speaker at a conference, obviously the better attended, the better, but you know, you're going to start locally and work your way up. Do that and you get positioned very well. Another thing that you might do is write an article. And that's pretty easy. LinkedIn in particular makes it easy to do that. But let's go one step further and say that you interview someone for your article, people with greater name recognition than you. And by extension, often you are seen as the expert as well, because why would this well-known individual be seen with you? So the idea very simply becomes put yourself in the position where you're viewed as an expert. Do that regularly, and you're going to become a magnet for opportunity. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few ways to optimize your job search and get better results. First of all, visit my website, thebiggamehunter.us. Go to the blog and go exploring. There's just a lot there to help you in the blog. And if you want to take my class on interviewing, it's called The Ultimate Job Interview Framework. It's available on Udemy. It's Udemy. Or you can just use this link, thebiggamehunter.us/interviews, and order my class there. It's very inexpensive, like $12 if you're a new Udemy user, $19.99 if you're an existing one. In addition, it's now available as a Kindle book or as a paperback on Amazon. You can order the book there if you prefer a different format. And as a paperback, I think it's $6.99. As a Kindle book, it's $2.99. So again, very inexpensive. Obviously, I'd love to help you with coaching. At my website, you can schedule time for coaching with me or schedule a free discovery call. And if you just have a couple of questions for me, go to thebiggamehunter.us/live, and you can schedule 15 minutes with me, or thebiggamehunter.us/interviews. And what you're able to do is ask a question and get a response back with a 3 to 5 minute video. I'll be back soon with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great!